You're listening to CPA Review and More with your hosts, Phil Yeager and Mansoor Farhat. In this episode, they interview Brian Kessler of CPA Exam Guide, where he goes a little into his background and his path of becoming a CPA, and what he discovered to be helpful in passing the CPA exam. Check out Brian's website to take advantage of his 5% off promo code PMF5 at mycpaexammentor.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Phil Yeager, and welcome to another episode of CPA Review and More. I am here with my co-host, Mansoor Farhat, who is actually has a terrific YouTube channel of videos. If you're having trouble with certain subjects, you can go to them, and we'll talk a little more about that later. But anyway, welcome, Mansoor. How are you today?
Thank you, Phil. How are you doing today?
Great, great, great. And we are here with our guest, Brian Kessler, who has a site on the internet, which is cpaexamguide.com. And Brian is going to talk about the bundle that he has introduced, which includes the Yeager CPA review course today. And we'll give actually some of the people who are actually go to certain websites like Mansoor's websites who can get a discount if they go through that, and we'll explain to you how to get that in a second. But anyway, Brian, welcome to our podcast today. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me, guys.
And Brian has a very unique story about he is a CPA, all right? He took the CPA exam, but he has a story about failing the CPA exam, all right? Well, tell him how basically you got into this CPA exam, the My CPA Exam Mentor, all right? How did you get into that, all right? Where did it start? Go ahead, Brian.
So, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm really excited to share my story with future CPAs and accountants. And so my story, it started out pretty typical. I graduated from college, had a job lined up, and just assumed that the CPA exam was going to be just another check on my to-do list. And unfortunately, it was the complete opposite. I just wasn't mentally prepared for the exam. And I ended up signing up for all four sections, and then I failed all of them in a row. And it was really because I just wasn't aware of how difficult the CPA exam was going to be, and I was very overconfident, and I just didn't have the right tools at my disposal. And so to make matters worse, I actually started working in public accounting in 2008, so a month before the Great Recession started. And so I was trying to work plus study, and then I ended up losing my first job. So my firm cut 20% of the total firm after busy season. So basically, I was left with multiple failures of the CPA exam, and I had lost my job. So I was at a crossroads. So do I, give up on the CPA exam, give up on being an accountant, or do I power through it and figure this thing out? And so while I was unemployed, I actually met my wife, and I always joke with her that because the first question she asked on my first date was, what exactly do I do? And I had to admit that I was unemployed. So, obviously she was a bit of a gold digger there, but she hates that joke. But anyway, so, when I met her, and then my life kind of got into focus. So I used my time unemployed to really figure out what I was doing wrong. I found mentors to help coach me and help me determine what I was doing wrong. And I ended up passing two sections of the CPA exam within 2 months. And then I also got another position working as a property accountant. So that was the next phase of my life. And I had to refigure out how to study for the CPA exam while working full time. And I ended up failing a section again while working full time. So again, I had to go through this entire learning process of refiguring out how to study and pass the CPA exam. And long story short, I ended up passing. And then I moved from just a basic property accountant up to working for PwC. And what's cool is that you know, the only reason I got that position was because I had passed the CPA exam. And so I was at PwC for about 2 years. So working my butt off, working, you know, 50 to 80 hours a week. And then I decided to jump ship and go back into private industry. And what was really cool was that within 2 years of passing the CPA exam, I actually increased my annual salary by $25,000. So, you know, going through the entire CPA exam process, it was probably one of the most miserable experiences of my life, but it taught me so much about myself. And it's also a dividend that is paying itself off and is going to continue to pay me for the rest of my career. So, you know, if you're on the fence about taking the CPA exam, that's something that you need to keep in mind is that, and, you know, I'm sure Phil and Mansoor can attest to this, that, you know, passing the CPA exam, it's an investment in yourself. It's not an upfront expense. It's something that's going to stick with you for the rest of your career. And, you know, I don't know if you guys have any input on, you know, the value of the CPA exam. I don't know how it's affected your careers, but I have to imagine that it's made a big impact for you guys.
Of course. I agree with everything you said, Brian. A quick question for you.
Sure.
If you look back, what do you think you did wrong or did not do right the first time you studied? Now, you know, knowing what you know now, what would you have done differently?
Sure. So, and this is basically, this is what I do. I'm technically a CPA exam mentor. So what I didn't do right was basically I didn't understand what's called your study personality, which is a term that I kind of coined, or your learning style. So I was treating the CPA exam like it was a college exam. And so I also was, my ego got in the way. So, you know, I had aced college. And I was surrounded by CPAs, but I was too afraid to tell them that I was failing because, one, I was in competition with my peers. I didn't want my managers to know. And so I didn't seek the help that I needed when I was struggling. And another huge, huge rookie mistake that I made was signing up for all four sections at the same time. So when you're taking the CPA exam, you want to be flexible because at the end of the day, the pass rates are – you know, they're pretty abysmal. So the chances of you failing one or two sections is extremely high. And when I locked myself into sitting for all four sections, basically I had to wait an entire year before I could even retake the exams that I had failed. So basically I put when I should have just scratched the extra sections that I'd already paid for and just started over from the beginning, but I didn't do that. And basically I lost about a year of my life and $1,000 in CPA exam fees. So those were the biggest things. And, you know, I was really lucky because I did have mentors in my life. So my dad, he was actually Elijah Watt Sales winner. So, you know, becoming a CPA kind of runs in the family. So I did have people outside of my network that I could kind of rely on. So that was a huge advantage that I had, and they really pushed me to keep going. And so, so basically what I learned from my failure is that there isn't a good resource for CPA candidates who are struggling because, you know, you don't want to waste the time of your peers asking them a million questions. Plus you don't necessarily want them to know that you're struggling. So my goal is to be the go-to resource for you if you're struggling with the CPA exam or if you want to learn from somebody so that you don't have to recreate the wheel and figure out how to pass the CPA exam on your own. So those are the big things that really stuck out to me when I was struggling with the CPA exam and really how I overcame it. And it was more a lot more mentality that because I knew how to study, I knew how to learn, but it was a lot of the mental and time management and just the motivation to keep going.
Why did you want to become a CPA? I sort of missed that. Did you want to stay in accounting? What else did you want to do? Did you have any thoughts about that?
Yeah, so I became an auditor. So that was my primary goal. So basically when the recession happened, jobs were very slim. So I didn't necessarily want to be posting journal entries all day. I wanted to become an auditor, you know, eventually maybe move into the private industry at a controller level or something like that. That was kind of in my to-do list. I didn't think I wanted to become a partner, but that was always on the table as well. So it just really did whatever opportunities arose. And I knew that without the CPA, it would take me years and years to get to where I wanted, if at all. So that was the big, big my
ultimately, you did with the CPA, instead of staying in public accounting industry, you decided to start a mentor program. Is that correct?
Yeah. So basically, I got bored with the private industry. So I went from PwC into the private industry. I worked for Citigroup as a financial analyst or assistant manager, something along those lines. And so I went from working 50 to 80 hours a week down to about 40 to 45. So I had a lot of time on my hands to kind of fill. So that's when I started a blog and a podcast based on the old CPA notes that I had taken and a bit of a journal that I had kept just about, you know, how I was feeling about failure and so forth. And then what happened was that I started making connections with CPA candidates all around the world. And really what I found that I truly enjoy doing is helping folks who had failed the CPA exam just like me. So I really loved seeing the light bulb click like it did for me when I was struggling with the CPA exam. And, you know, I was lucky enough to have folks in my life who understood what I was going through, but the majority of CPA candidates, they don't have that luxury. So I wanted to, you know, return the favor to the industry and provide that sort of resource for people all around the world who are struggling CPA candidates, or for people who are just starting out and really wanting to avoid failing. And so what I determined after, you know, I had this blog that was pretty successful and stuff, is that I should create some sort of mentorship program. So what I came up with was it's called the Ultimate CPA Exam Guide Method, or UCEG method for short. And it, you know, it's really more of an infographic of what it takes to pass the CPA exam. So if you want to see a lot more about it, I have a free masterclass for that I put together for the listeners here. So if you head to UCEGmethod.com, it might help you follow along with what I'm about to start discussing. But basically, the idea behind the UCEG method is that there are three nutshells to passing a CPA exam, and they are the time that it's going to take, your CPA study materials, and then also the mentors in your life. So basically, I kind of want to run through, if it's okay, Phil and Mentor, I want to run through each of these nutshells, and then we can kind of discuss your take on each of them, and then maybe give some tips to the audience about ways that they can maximize them. So what I found after working with thousands of CPA candidates around the world, that with time and passing the CPA exam, it really involves four factors. So the first factor is, what sacrifices are you willing to make? What quantifiable goals are you willing to set for yourself? What distractions can you eliminate? And then how are you going to get the people in your life that are important to you involved in this process so that they can help maximize your time, so that they don't think that you're cheating on them or what with the CPA exam and so forth. Like it's hard for non-accountants to understand why you're spending so much time away from them. So I don't know if I can break down all four of these in a row, or if you guys want to chime in on your recommendations. I don't know what the best way to do this would be, but I'll just start with what sacrifices mean. So for my students in Ultimate CPA Exam Guide, I have them complete what's called a life audit. So they make down a list of all the activities that they do typically every week. And then what happens is they'll prioritize them as more important than the CPA exam and less important. And then anything that's less important, they either cut it out completely, or then they can use it as motivation to get studying done. So basically, you set some sort of quantifiable goal, and then once you hit that goal, then you can do whatever that guilty pleasure is. So whether it's golfing, you know, going to a baseball game, whatever that might be. And then so with goals, you want your goals to be quantifiable. So what I recommend to my mentees is that instead of saying, oh, on Saturday, I'm going to study for 4 hours, you need to set a quantifiable goal. So it's more like, oh, I'm going to complete 100 CPA exam questions. I'm going to read through, you know, two chapters of the textbook and get through two lectures, or something that's quantifiable, so that when you complete it, you can know that it's done. So when you don't do that, what happens is that you just kind of flounder around and you don't really know what you're supposed to be doing in that 4 hours, and you never know if you're actually done. So that's a big mindset shift that has helped a lot of my students. In terms of distractions, a lot of it involves, obviously cell phone, social media, anything that will break your focus while you're studying. So those are things, just individual things that really start to add up over time. Because again, when you're studying for the CPA exam, and Phil, I'm sure you can agree with this, that you really should only give yourself about 8 to 12 weeks to study per section. So every single minute counts when you're studying. Eliminating as many distractions as possible is key. And then in terms of relationships, this was huge. And I actually interviewed my wife because we were dating while I was studying for the CPA exam about this. But if you have a non-accounting significant other, friends and family and so forth, it's really crucial that they understand, what you're going through as a CPA candidate. And something that I strongly urge is that you set up a study calendar. So again, when you're setting quantifiable goals, you want to share this calendar with the people in your life. So say you on Saturday, you have to complete those 100 questions, 2 chapters and 2 lectures. Well, you cannot go hang out with those people or do something fun, something related to the people in your life until you complete those. And then they need to make sure to ask you whether you completed that goal before you go hang out or do whatever your guilty pleasure is. So those are the big 4 factors that I've determined and really has made a huge impact in the lives of my mentees and so forth. So, Phil, you deal with CPA candidates on a day-to-day basis. Do you have anything to add to that you recommend, or am I on the right path here?
Well, I generally say to them, when you are studying, it's not necessary. I tell them that it's not the quantity of hours they put in, mm-hmm. right? It's basically the quality of time, the quality of what they get out of those 2 or 3 hours they're studying. That's more important. A lot of people think, well, I'm going to do 4 hours today. And once they do the 4 hours, they're fine. They've done their task. Right. But really, the key thing is you got to ask yourself, well, I spent 4 hours. All right. If I go back and look at the tasks, which are the blueprints, can I answer these tasks? Can I address these tasks without looking up the information in a book or something? Mm-hmm. So that's what my emphasis is on. What about you, Mansoor? What do you tell them?
I emphasize quality. It doesn't matter if you're putting half an hour or 45 minutes. Just take the blueprint and whatever time it's going to take, make sure you understand it inside out. You could explain it to someone. My measure of success in terms of knowledge, can you explain it? If somebody asks you an hour later, can you explain this concept for me from A to Z? If you can explain it to someone, then you did studied well, whether it's a half an hour or if it takes you 3 to 4 hours. So it's the quality that you're going to get out of your time. That's what I tell them to emphasize. Make sure you understand it. You can explain it to someone else. If you can explain it, then you really learned it.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Advice.
And also this is not a race. As far as, well, I got to do it in 3 months or I got to do it in 2 months. Yeah, there's a very fine line here. You don't want the student to study too much because a lot of times they'll get burned out if they study too much. But then if they don't study enough, they'll go in there and they won't pass. So they have to find that, that road, the middle road where they've studied enough, they know the material, yet they haven't studied too much and getting burnt out. That's the key thing. You have to keep you have to have an incentive to want to actually get the CPA. Like, did you have an incentive, Brian, why you wanted to get the CPA? I mean, was it to start this mentorship program? What exactly was your incentive?
No, this was something that just kind of happened organically. So really my incentive was I wanted to be the best that I could be. So, I got my master's and I was like, okay, well, this is just the next step. And, when I didn't pass on my first try, I really started questioning my whole, everything about what I was doing. But I'm a very perseverant person. So when I start a task, I always try to finish it. So it was more of like an ego thing, I think, that, I finally found something that I couldn't easily complete. So I was going to do it no matter what it took. So that was kind of my motivation, I think. I did, and I knew that also after losing my first job, that, you know, no one's going to look out for my best interests. I have to do that. And so the two people who got let go in my start class were the two people who hadn't passed their CPA exam. So I was getting good marks at my firm, but because I didn't have my CPA, I just made myself an easy target. So that basically was the motivation. It's like, okay, well, if I want to provide for a family, then, you know, I need to become a CPA so that this never happens again.
Yeah, I think my motivation was, well, I was head of the accounting program at a community college. So my motivation was, gee, if I'm head of the accounting, I better have a CPA. The MBA alone wasn't enough. So that was really sort of, I saw the writing on the wall. Now, if I didn't see the writing on the wall, then probably when I got out of college, I had no intention of becoming a CPA. In fact, when I got out of college, I got an MBA, but I really didn't know where I was going with this thing. But what it did do is after I did get the CPA, all right, then it opened doors that I never anticipated when I took the exam, like starting the CPA review course. So I recommend to people, hey, all right, get the CPA. You have nothing to lose. If anything, it'll give you more flexibility, more doors will open to you, but you don't know what those doors are as you're going through life. Okay? Mansoor, what is your motivation?
I agree on every single thing you said, Phil, as well. You don't have to have a specific motivation, as you said. Just it's going to open. It's going to give you a key that you're going to try on so many doors, and it's going to give you so many options, and options are good in life. For example, the option that the CPA gave me, I wanted to be a partner. I wanted to start my own CPA firm. That was my initial motivation. I wanted to be self-employed. But what ended up happening after I worked a few years in the industry, it opened the doors for me to teach, and I find that I enjoy teaching, I like teaching, and it gave me that opportunity to move from one industry into the other. So you don't have to really know what you want. That's what I tell to the listeners. If you're listening right now, just get your CPA. You will figure things out on your own later. You can go into taxes, audit, consultancy, all sorts of assurance services. You can go into higher education. So don't worry about, I really don't know what I want to do with the CPA. You don't have to know this for now. Just know you're going to have a good key that's going to open many doors for you and give you a lot of options in life, and options are good.
Yeah, absolutely. I've had friends go into the FBI. They've worked in government, gone into teaching. Like it's really, if you want to stick with accounting for the rest of your life, then you don't necessarily need the CPA, but if you want to have flexibility to go into any industry, because the CPA is recognized almost everywhere. So it's definitely very valuable to have.
And it's a prestigious certification, just like being a doctor, a lawyer. So that was also my motivation. I really wanted to be someone socially in life. And it was the thing that I enjoyed doing, which is I was good at it. So that's why I pursue it. But I really did not have any particular or specific motivation. And keep that in mind, listeners. You don't have to really know what you want to do, but you will find that out, you know, maybe 3, 5, 7 years down the road. And you will be grateful that you made that investment in your life.
Absolutely. All right. If we could just go back, I buy this bundle you're actually selling now, by the way, and I must state that we are involved in the bundle. We have actually partnered up with Brian on his Ultimate CPA. What do you call it, Brian?
It's the Ultimate CPA Exam Guide.
All right. And if I buy the program, okay, I buy the program. Tell me exactly why I'm coming to you. I'm failing the exam. I can't seem to get organized. I'm discouraged. What exactly are you going to do for me as a candidate?
Yeah. So like I said, there's basically I'm teaching in the program the three nutshells to pass in the CPA exam. So the first step, of course, is to get your mentality up, having a reason to become a CPA. That's a core principle that's taught within my online course, also around time, but also how to actually use your CPA review course. So that basically is the second nutshell, of course, to passing the CPA exam or resource that you're going to have. And so what I love about Jaeger CPA review is that really the first factor to consider when investing in a CPA course is that you want your study personality to match up with how the information is presented in the CPA review course. And so what I love about Phil and his course is how they have they focus on the different types of learning styles that you might have and so forth. So built into the course. So if you're more of a self-studier, they have a path that you can take, or if you're more of a visual learner, then they have their course set up that way as well. So, and what I mean by study personality is, and maybe I can just use myself as an example. So I'm somebody who prefers to self-study. So video lectures are nice, but my attention span is so short that basically I zone out after about 2 minutes of watching a lecture. And then I found while I was studying for the CPA exam that I wasn't maximizing my time because I wasn't the information wasn't sticking when I was watching a video. So what worked for me was going to the textbook first. You know, back when I was taking it, wasn't the blueprints, but I would go through the textbook, try and teach myself the material as best as I could, answer some questions, and just to make sure that what I read was sticking. And then if something wasn't working, then I would go back to the video lecture, and maybe there was something in the video lecture that would help make it click. And then I'd also and the second factor of using your CPA review course is, like Mansoor said, is to cut busy work so that you can have quality study time. So for me, watching a video lecture from all the way through, that wasn't quality study time. So this is one of the core principles that I teach, is that you need to figure out how you study best. And what worked best in college is not necessarily going to work best for the CPA exam as well, because you have such a tight time frame for you to complete all of the materials. So the third factor here is that you actually need to understand what you're learning. And as AICPA says, you have to understand the blueprints. And that is the absolute key to passing the CPA exam. And again, that's what Phil and his team have done, and why I've partnered with Jaeger CPA Review, because their complete focus is teaching you from the blueprints and doing everything they can to prepare you for the CPA exam. Now, something that I, when I was studying, I didn't necessarily understand was that you also have to be constantly reviewing. So that's the fourth factor of using a CPA review course. So for me, when I first started studying, I was studying like I did in college, which was basically cramming. And I was learning to pass a test, which meant I was focusing on memorization, which again does not work with the CPA exam. So what I found, and this was especially true when I was working full time and studying, was that when you go in a linear fashion studying, so you start with chapter one and go all the way to the end, by the time you get to the end of the course and you haven't looked back and reviewed anything, then you've forgotten everything from the beginning, and then you spend the final 2 weeks before your exam scrambling to relearn everything, and it just becomes this massive anxiety and panic attack. And I think that that is one of the biggest problems that I see with CPA candidates today, is that they're not constantly learning, but also constantly reviewing what they've learned. And, you know, so you do want to be able to spend some time studying with your course, and then an hour later be able to go back and say, okay, I can answer that particular blueprint or question or whatever it might be. So those are really the four big factors: is you understand how you learn best, find the course that will maximize that, and then you cut out the busy work, and then you focus on understanding everything that you try to learn. That needs to be your primary goal when you're studying, and then remembering to review. And so within Ultimate CPA Exam Guide, I have checklists created that will help you implement this exact method and study workflows. So basically, I work with Jaeger CPA Review and so forth. So I have basically a study workflow that I recommend. And based on your study personality, here's how I recommend you use Jaeger and so forth. So that's basically nutshell number two. Obviously, Phil, you own a CPA review course. So do you have anything that you recommend to your students who, you know, can call you up whenever they need questions answered and so forth?
Yeah, of course. Now, your mentoring is, how do you do that? Emails, or you do one-on-one with the student? What is the approach with your mentoring?
Yeah, so we offer email support, and then we also have an exclusive Facebook study group. So basically, I'm in there every day answering questions. Students can post screenshots of things. They can, you know, share if they passed or failed, and then we'll provide the group will provide recommendations along with myself. And I'm actually onboarding another CPA as we speak. So there's going to be a team of CPAs eventually in there in the group as well, who will be able to answer your questions and so forth. So and this is so much more than just customer support. It's really we're the people that you can go to and ask questions that you're too afraid to ask your peers who are busy with other jobs, or you're too embarrassed to ask these questions. So that's really we're there for, to answer those questions that you can't ask, and also might be too embarrassed to ask. And I'm the perfect person to talk to, because I've been there. I've failed the CPA exam. I understand what you're going through, and hopefully I'm able to give you the right advice at the right moment to keep you going and motivated.
And if you feel you want someone else to give you advice, you have myself or Mansoor. And Mansoor, his YouTube site, and Mansoor, I'm going to let you talk about this. Your YouTube site is really good for students who maybe didn't get the best amount of education, the best teaching. I'm trying to be diplomatic about this, from their college courses. Mansoor has a tremendous library of videotapes. Are they videotapes? But video.
MP4s. MP4s.
MP4s. All right. But they're videos on every subject. I mean, so if you were weak on managerial,
cost,
variances.
Auditing. Tax.
Auditing.
Intermediate accounting.
He's got a phenomenal video library. And by the way, what's even nicer is he does not charge for these things. Because Mansoor really – I can say this for Mansoor and myself. We actually – when we look at a student, we don't look at a student or talk to them and think of one thing, dollar signs, all right? If someone comes to me and says, oh, I've been using this course and I'm just having this problem, I will tell them many respects, you don't have to go buy a whole new course, okay? Maybe you just need to buy a cram course, or – I then might send them to Mansoor's YouTube site with all his videos and say, you seem to have a poor understanding on consolidations. Mansoor has a video. Go watch it. I mean, he's an excellent teacher. I really do believe that. He's an excellent teacher. All right. And I'm very fortunate to have met him. All right. Because we have very similar, I think, philosophies in this business, that we're not just in it for the money and only the money. All right. We really do want people to pass. Is that correct, Mansoor?
Absolutely. I mean, we want the money, but really we care about our students. Yes.
So, if you want to send us a contribution, just kidding.
I mean, students always send me contribution. I do have a contribution button on my YouTube, definitely. Yes, so they do send contribution. But I'd like to emphasize what Brian was saying about learning how to learn. And this is what I tell my college students. You have to know how to learn. And many college students, and I believe, Brian, that was one of, I'm making this judgment, you can call me on it, but I believe you did not really learn how to learn in college. Yes, because in college, the teacher kind of guide you through the exam. But if you don't know how to learn, I mean, some students, they can read the book and that's all what they need and they would learn the concept. I know, for example, my wife, she can read something and that's all what she needs. And that's the most efficient learning style. But I'm not like this. I would like to listen to someone explaining something that's the most efficient learning style for me. Certain students, they like to write things out, just write their own notes. So you have to find out what works for you. And what I hate the most, frankly, when a students email me and they say, I read the chapter 5 times and I still don't get it. Well, what does that mean? Just because you read the chapter, you're going to learn the material? Is that all what you need? If that's the case, all what I have to do is maybe read some medical books and I'll become a doctor. That's not how it works. You have to figure out what works for you. How do you learn? And it may take some time. You may learn only by reading. Maybe you might learn by listening to someone explaining it. Maybe you have to write your own notes. I know some people learn as soon as they highlight something, just a click of the mind. Some people draw maps. So you have to find out. I agree with you, Brian, exactly. You have to learn your own. You have to learn how to learn. And the other thing I would like to add on, Brian, is how to review. I have a tip for students here I would like to share with everyone. You went through chapter one, chapter two, chapter three, or module one, two, three, so on and so forth. What you should do as you're going through those modules, and this is what I did when I was studying for my exam, but I used to have old technology. I used to literally record on a tape all the main points and the notes that I learned from that module, then listen to it as I'm driving in my car, and I used to have a Walkman back then, listen to it as I'm walking, jogging. So to review, now you have your cell phone. You know, you studied for 2 hours. Take 15 minutes to summarize your notes, record them on the phone, okay, for those 15 minutes. And when you have time, if you're sitting tired, right before you go to sleep, walking, standing in the line at the post office, whatever you are doing, listen to those notes. And for every 2 hours, you're going to accumulate 10 to 15 minutes of notes. And over time, you're going to have all these notes on your phone that you can access them real quick when you have time, when you want to remember, review, do a quick review yourself.
Yeah, that's great advice. And I actually have a study personality quiz that I created that will help you determine your learning style and how it will affect how you should be studying with your PhD course. So freecps.com will actually take you to the quiz. And I've put together a series of videos that will help you determine how you learn best and how that will affect how you study for the CPA exam. So I love the walking idea. That's great.
I just wanted to say that Jaeger CPA Review, Mansoor, and, you know, we would not have actually, you know, cultivated this relationship with Brian. I've known him a while. It's not like he just came off the street and said, hey, Phil, how about working with me? All right. I've met Brian. I like him. And by the way, before I work with someone, I really have to feel comfortable with them. And I feel comfortable with, you know, Brian and his mentoring program. And, of course, I feel very comfortable with Mansoor. Very, very nice. And he cares. You know, I'll say it again. He's a caring person. And with the three of us, you know, with the mentorship program, the Ultimate CPA Exam Guide. And then, you know, yes, we, you know, Brian will recommend us because we do use the blueprints. Very important. But we're not going to hold a gun to your head to buy Jaeger CPA Review. All right. You can do the mentoring program without Jaeger CPA Review. But, you know, we feel that the combination of a good CPA review course, and I don't want you to think I'm patting myself on the back here. We feel we have a good CPA review course. We're getting, you know, and I'm very happy to say on Facebook, on, you know, we're getting very good reviews of people. And that's what I strive for. And I strive for this. I strive for having people call me after they go through, whether it's, you know, the Ultimate CPA Exam Guide and the Jaeger CPA Review, as well as hearing from people, you know, I spoke to Mansoor and he is, I appreciate you referred me to him. He's just a real terrific guy and he really cared. That's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear all the time, hey, Phil, you're the greatest. Phil, you're the kindest. No, I get a lot of good satisfaction of someone saying, you know, I bought that Ultimate CPA Exam Guide that you said was good, and it really did work. I went to Mansoor's YouTube videos, and God, that really helped me. So this is what makes me feel good. So I'll say it again. We partnered up with the Ultimate CPA Exam Guide, and you can get more information on this where, Brian?
Yeah, so if you head over to mycpaexammentor.com, that will take you directly to Jaeger's, Phil's website. And there's more information about my program. And then for the listeners of this podcast, we actually have a special offer for you. So if you use the coupon code at checkout, PMF5, that's going to take 5% off the total price of the bundle itself. Now, you know, like to kind of chime in on what Mansoor and Phil is saying is that, you know, yeah, I created Ultimate CPA Exam Guide. I hope that you, you know, would trust me enough to enroll in the course. But if not, you still need a mentor. And so that, you know, to kind of complete my the Ultimate CPA Exam Guide method is that, you know, whether you work with me or anyone else, really, there's four factors to consider when using a mentor. So the first factor is that they need to motivate you. So it needs to be somebody who has taken the CPA exam, understands how difficult it is, and can relate to what you're going through. The second factor would be that you also need somebody who's going to light a fire under your butt. you know, you really can't half-ass a CPA exam. It needs to be full-ass. So, you know, that's really the key with a mentor, is somebody who's going to push you beyond your limits. And that's exactly what a mentor can provide. And, you know, if you're using Jaeger CPA Review, call Phil, and he'll definitely keep you motivated and give you intensity.
And also Mansoor, you know, call yes. him also. I mean, God, yeah. You don't have to just call me. You can call Mansoor.
Absolutely.
He gives you his phone number. So, you know, you have our phone numbers. But anyway, continue on, Brian. I'm sorry.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And so along those same lines, you need a mentor who understands your learning style as well and can provide you with study methods and improvements for how you're studying, so that you don't fall into the situation where you're just sitting there spinning your wheels. Because really, honestly, spinning your wheels is your worst enemy when studying for the CPA exam. And a mentor also needs to provide you with community. So, you know, I'd love to be your drinking buddy. Like that's what I call myself within the course. I'm your mentor and your drinking buddy during this entire process. So, a rookie mistake that I see a lot of CPA candidates making is assuming that those free CPA exam forums that you see everywhere on the internet are, you know, they try to replace a true mentor with those. And I'm not a fan of the free CPA exam forums, because one, they're full of trolls, so you don't know if the information is real that you're getting. It's also anonymous, so you have no idea who you're talking to. It could be somebody who's really smart, or it could be somebody who's misguided and giving you bad advice. And
or it could even be the person who has the site itself, who writes nice things about it himself, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you just don't know. So if you and that's why I provide a Facebook study group, because it's 100%. You know, we vet everyone who joins, because obviously they're customers of the program. But also, it's moderated. I'm in there. I've got other CPAs who will be joining me, so that we can keep the experience positive. So there's no negativity, because that's the number one killer of CPA candidates is negativity. So they go to these CPA exam forums and there's people just complaining all the time, and it drove me crazy. So I just, you know, I swore off all those forums because it was more of a negative experience than a positive one. And the times that I did get help, I had to double check their work and so forth. So you want to be part of a community that has a leader who is getting proven results, who understands what they're talking about and can actually help you. So, you know, so if you don't enroll in Ultimate CPA Exam Guide, you know, no harm done, but please, you know, find somebody who can motivate you. Find somebody who can give you intensity to keep going, can teach you how to study, and can give you community as well. And so basically what happens when you have time, the right CPA review course, and a mentor is that you're going to have the perfect study plan to follow. You're going to have the perfect grasp of the AICPA blueprints, because you have the right study methods and the right study plan and so forth. And you're also going to have the perfect support, because you'll have the support from your CPA review course plus your mentor. And something fun that I've kind of coined is that when you have the perfect study plan, the perfect grasp of the blueprints, and the perfect support team, you're going to achieve what's called the atomic effect. So that's the goal that I want every single one of my mentees to have, is to achieve the atomic effect, which basically means that, you know, you're going to become this unstoppable force that will pass a CPA exam no matter what. And even if you fail, it's not a big deal. You'll be able to brush it off because you have a plan and a support team to keep you going. So really that's the ultimate goal of my mentorship program. And it's to help you maximize your time, your CPA review course, and you'll also have a community of like-minded CPA candidates and a fearless, semi-good-looking leader like myself to really give you advice. And
is there a picture of you someplace here?
No, I don't. I don't allow pictures of myself on the.
Yeah, I just took a new picture, by the way, and I look pretty good, I'd say. But anyway, you're going to get Brian great at mentoring. All right, you'll get Mansoor, who is very knowledgeable. And I'm not going to brag about myself, but I've been in this over 40 years. I started when I was 5 years old. I was a child prodigy in accounting. So, you know, people say, Phil, when did you start in this business? I was 5 years old. And the first word of my mouth was CPA review. That was actually more than one word. So anyway, you know, and I've been doing this, and I stay in this business for this reason. I want people to understand that there are certain people in this business that really care about one thing, making money. There are other people who care about you getting through the CPA exam. And I would say the three of us are the second group. We care about you getting through the CPA exam. So that's why I stay in this, all right? Because I still get enjoyment. I still want people to pass this exam. And I want them to realize, because of what I realized, of what you have to do to succeed in life, okay? So anyway, I'm going to thank you very much, Brian Kessler.
My pleasure.
Once again, your site is, if they want to go to?
Yeah, so if you want to follow me, I'm over at cpaexamguide.com. And I did put together that free masterclass. So if you're interested in learning more about the UCEG method, head over to UCEG.method.com. And then I've got a free masterclass. There's no opt-in or anything like that. It's 6 videos, 2,800 words, and it's going to really teach you how to implement the ultimate CPA exam guide method. And then if you're interested in working with me, there is an application button at the bottom of that page. But I do kind of vet who I work with, because I really only want motivated CPA candidates who are serious about passing the CPA exam. So yeah, head over to ucegmethod.com to learn more. And then like Phil and I said, if you're interested in our bundle, so if you don't have a CPA review course yet, or if you're not happy with your current one, head over to mycpaexammentor.com, and then you can use the coupon code PMF5 in all caps, and that'll take 5% off of the bundle. So, yeah, so thank you again for having me on, guys.
Yes, and Mansoor, any parting words today?
Yeah, just stay motivated, and we are here to help. My cell number is 484-243-0241. You could YouTube me, Accounting Lectures or Farhat Lectures, and you will find all my lectures or farhatlectures.com. We are here to help. Stay motivated and good luck.
Well, thank you, everyone. And by the way, if you want to call me, go to JaegerCPAReview.com. Go to our website. There's phone numbers all over that. Just dial the numbers. And my extension is 55. And you can get a hold of me. You know, all of us, we're basically saying to you, we give you the personal service that you're not going to get from a lot of other people. So thank you, everyone, for participating today. I want to thank our producer, Rob Medford, who is very good. He puts this thing together. Thank you, Rob. And we're going to go out with our theme song from Scott Joplin. All right. So take it away. Everyone have a good day and a good week.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hey, my name is Brian Kessler of CPAExamGuide.com, and I'm delighted to be bundling my mentorship program, Ultimate CPA Exam Guide, with the one and only Jaeger CPA Review course.
CPA Review and More is brought to you by Jaeger CPA Review. Check them out online at JaegerCPAReview.com. That's YAEGERCPAReview.com. Again, don't forget to check out Brian Kessler's website and take advantage of his 5% promo code using PMF5 at MyCPAExamMentor.com.